USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. New Jersey Democratic Rep. Andy Kim announced on Saturday that he'll run next year against Senator Bob Menendez in the wake of the senator's indictment and refusal to step down. Kim has been representing New Jersey's 3rd Congressional District, which includes suburbs of Trenton, since 2019. He won re-election last November by more than 10 percentage points. Ophelia weakened into a post-tropical cyclone late on Saturday night as the storm continues to move north. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 25 miles per hour now with higher gusts. Ophelia's remnants will move north-northeast, generally up the Interstate 95 corridor before exiting offshore sometime tonight or early tomorrow. Little change in strength is forecast during the next day or so. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain said Sunday he has not endorsed President Biden for the 2024 election because the union expects actions, not words, from the president. Asked on CBS's Face the Nation what it will take to endorse Biden, Fain said, "Our endorsements are going to be earned. We've been very clear about that, no matter what politician." For the first time since wildfires decimated Maui's historic Lahaina community, some residents will be allowed to return to their properties on Monday, but will likely have to wear protective gear due to potentially toxic ash, Governor Josh Green said during a news conference. Hawaiian authorities prohibited public entry to Lahaina after wildfires tore through the town and surrounding areas in August, reducing the culturally rich community and many of its historic landmarks to ash and rubble. A member of President Biden's cabinet is not mincing words at all on how to avoid a government shutdown.
Speaker McCarthy and the president made a deal. We made that deal, and all we're asking is that they live up to that deal.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said on CNN's State of the Union that the president and House Speaker McCarthy reached an agreement on spending levels earlier in the year for the U.S. to avoid defaulting on its debt. Buttigieg said that House Republicans need to come to their senses and keep the government running. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Ukraine has said its bold strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in the Crimean city of Sevastopol had left dozens dead and wounded, including senior leadership. Ukraine's attack shows the vulnerability of critically important infrastructure on the peninsula. The transportation company that owns the bus involved in that fatal crash in New York while bringing high school students to a band camp was listed as an unacceptable operator by the state after failing several safety inspections since 2022. Two teachers were killed and multiple students injured in the crash. A last-ditch effort to revive criminal charges against seven people in the Flint, Michigan water scandal has been shut down by the Michigan State Supreme Court. Cases were filed against former state health director Nick Lyon, former state medical executive Eden Wells, and five other people. Evidence was also presented against former governor Rick Snyder, who was charged with willful neglect of duty, which is a misdemeanor. Since 2016, the Attorney General's office has tried to hold people criminally responsible for Flint's water disaster, but to no avail. And encounters with illegal immigrants at the southwest border were up 27% from July to August, according to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection. The increase was driven mostly by apprehensions. Officials largely attribute the rising numbers to smuggling networks. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.